From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. In preparation for National Ag Day 2023 on March 21st, the Agricultural Council of America is hosting an essay contest worth $1,000 for written and video essay winners. AgriMarketing.com reports the theme this year is Growing a Climate for Tomorrow, How American Agriculture Does It Every Day. The contest is open to all students grades 9 through 12, and the deadline is February 15th. For more information, go to agday.org/essay-contest. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai is requesting new dispute settlement consultations with Canada under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement over Canada's Dairy Tariff Rate Quota, or TRQ. Since initiating consultations with Canada in May, the U.S. has identified additional aspects of Canada's measures that appear to be inconsistent with Canada's obligations under the agreement. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says Canada remains in violation of its commitments under the USMCA. Fresh market vegetable crops in California, Florida, and Mexico were hit with a variety of bad weather events this year that reduced supplies and contributed to higher shipping point prices. Shipping point prices are expected to remain above seasonal norms until harvest in late December or early January. While retail prices for all food rose at the quickest year-over-year pace since 1979, up about 10%, retail fresh vegetables rose 6%. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.